Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi is officially Daf Tzadi Tes. We're already halfway done with Daf Tzadi Tes Omid Aleph, and therefore we're going to possibly do both Tzadi Tes Omid Aleph and Tzadi Tes Omid Beis in one shear. And this shear is a short simon with only one sif, simon Tof Reish Lamed Hei in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and it is known as Din Sukkos Ganvach V'Rakvash. This is one of those unusual simonim. We have to go and explain the title. So Sukkos Ganvach, the Gemara will explain to us, and we'll see inside, is a sukkah that is made by Goyim, Noshim, Behema, or Kusim. And we'll see what is unique about each of those features or persons who made it that you need to tell us that this sukkah has a certain status to it. So Ganvach is the mnemonic for Goyim, Noshim, Behema, and Kusim. And Sukkos Rakvash is a sukkah that's made by Roim, Kayotzim, Burginin, and Shomrei Peros. And we'll see again exactly what all of these are. I'll explain them as we go through this simon. So we begin halfway down the Amud Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph with Mechaber Sif Aleph. Sukkah, afopi shelo nasis l'shem mitzvah, a sukkah that it was not made l'shem the purposes of sukkah's mitzvah, nevertheless is kishera, is a perfectly good sukkah, as long as v'hu sh'tiya asuya l'tzel, as long as its original purpose for making it was to be inside it for shade. So the sukkah was put up for the purposes of shade, and therefore, even though it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah's sukkah, the Mechaber tells us that this is acceptable. And what are examples of sukkahs that were made for the purposes of shade but weren't originally made for the purposes of the mitzvah of sukkah? Kigon, he tells us, sukkahs goyim, noshim, behema, and kusim, which is ganvach. This is a sukkah that was made by goyim, by noshim, by non-Jewish people, by women, by an animal, or by kusim, non-Jewish people as well. Or a sukkah known as rakvash, roim, kayotzim, roim are shepherds, kayotzim are people that put out various fruits to dry, burginin are various boots that were used either by bird trappers or by people storing various things in them, and shomrei sados and the watchmen's for the fields. So they would make certain types of boots that were made for shade purposes. And in all of these situations, they are kosher. However, the Mechaber continues and says, Avol sukkah shenasis me eleha. If a sukkah is made by itself, it wasn't made for the purposes of shade. We'll see what this means in a second. It's psula, is no good. Lefi shelo nasis letzel, because it wasn't made for the purposes of shade, certainly not for the purposes of a sukkah. So we'll see in a moment ramifications of this, but let's first start now the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Alpha gav the sukkah l'shem chag lo bo'inon, even though we paskin that you don't need to make the sukkah l'shem chag, it doesn't have to be for the purposes of sukkah, l'mitzvah sukkah, min hadin, ideally it should be, but min hadin, even if you didn't make it l'shem chag, it is perfectly acceptable. So while you don't need to make it l'shem chag, lo bo'inon, however, l'shem sukkah bo'inon, it has to be l'shem sukkah, which means for the shade. Kidusiv chag hasukos taseh. You have to make a booth for l'shem sukkah. Kolomar, taseh l'shem sukkah, l'hokin tachas tzilo, that you should protect yourself from the sun in this booth. The Bishul tzel, hu d'mikraya sukkah, as Rashi brings down in the Gemara in sukkah, and as the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, it must be made l'shem sukkah. Now, this means for the shame of tzel, for shading purposes. Shesocheches min hachorev, that it protects you from the sun. Ulafuke im osa litznius biyama, as opposed to something that's made just for privacy purposes. So in that situation, it is not considered a kosher sukkah. And you're only using it lishtamish shom lufonim shlo yiroso. You're only using it like as a place where people won't see it, where you'll have some privacy. Or even if it was made law durbo kol hashana, for dwelling purposes for all year round, not just for a short period of time from the sun. Oliotzer, or using it for storage purposes, dezeinu b'chlal sukkah, that is not considered the shame sukkah. Now, the issue footnote number one tells us that even though these sukkahs ganvach and rakvash are kshera, so we're going to learn in the next simon, in simon tof reish lamed vav, shemitzvah l'chadish b'dover l'shem chag, that even though it's kosher, you should do something to it to make it l'shem sukkah. Kivan, shehi lo nesesu l'shem chag, since it wasn't made for the purposes of the chag, you should do something to it to make it for the purposes of the chag. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, v'moses ha-sukkah l'shem tzel, if you originally made it for the purposes of shade, but then you also said, hey, this is a good place for me to do something private in here, it has some privacy to it, so then the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that it ruins it, sh'asukkah p'sula in that situation, because kiven sh'asukkah l'shem tzniyas, and in Hashem is k'sukkah, it's no longer considered l'shem tzel. It's like a house, and therefore it's no good. If somebody originally made it l'shem tzel, and then it's on an addition to it for privacy purposes or to protect from the cold. So Yashiv Zatzal in this situation says, Yechavein, he should have intention when he puts down the new schach that it should be also l'shem tzel. If he already put it down below l'chavein l'shem tzel, so then he has to lift up each piece and put it down l'shem tzel. Furthermore, Misha Sichach Sukosu l'shem tzel, if you originally put it up l'shem tzel, and then you changed your mind to make it with tznius purposes. So then, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal says, also, nifselis b'kach, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, shekshem shebeschach shelo hunach l'shem tzel hoysom achshavu mo'ilu l'achshiro, ilule din tasav lo min ha'osui, kach mo'ilu ha'machshavu l'poslo. Just like a machshava can make it good, so too a machshava can make it ruined. And he adds, "Eishle stopik bofin shle achos shenimlach chosav enimlach shiasilch l'shem tzel." If you change your mind, then change it again. Does that machshava help to remove it from the status of being possible to make it good? Okay, we continue in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Minayin odin yodim b'chol hani dichoch shasul lekamon shiasias eschach l'tzel hoyisa." How do you know in all the cases of ganvach and rakvash that it was made l'shem tzel? That they were all made for the purposes of shade and not for the purposes of privacy. So the Mishnah Berurah responds and he says, "Im onu roin shemesuchechus yofir." We see that the shade was put on, the tzchach was put on. Well, shein osim came bishutznias. For privacy purposes, you don't need to have such a nice, beautiful tzchach. But if you see that the tzchach was made very carefully, so therefore it's clear that it was made for shade purposes. Muchlemilsa, it's obvious, it's clear. Shasiyosa rishon l'tzel hoysa. You can tell retrospectively that it was made for shade purposes, for privacy purposes. The walls are the critical part and not the tzchach. Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bays tells us the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara Amrinan, the Ba'arba Rishonim, in the first four, the Ganvach, so Ikar Reyusa, the aspect that you might have thought that would make it no good, but it is a Kasher Sukkah, so the aspect of Reyusa is Machmas She'enon B'nechiyav. The people that made it are not obligated in Sukkah. The non-Jewish people, women aren't obligated in a Sukkah, animals certainly aren't obligated in a Sukkah, and Kusim aren't obligated in a Sukkah. The Reyusa, the Rakvash, and the potential problem with the latter four, the Rakvash, humishum de lo kvi, because it's not set. That's not a permanent type of a dwelling. And nevertheless, all eight of these sukkahs, apilu hochi sukkosun shera. And he adds, apilu mo yushtei reyusos. Even if you have both, a combination of both, for example, could go and show you roim nochrim, if it was made by shepherds, and that's a temporary dwelling, who are non-Jewish people, so it has both the ganvach and rakvash negative aspect to it. Nevertheless, the Achronim bring down Gam Kain Sukkah Son Sheret Silakash Sukkah. Now, what's the problem with Roim? Why is that a temporary type of Sukkah? So, Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Gimel tells us, Sha'asu Sukkah Basada, Leishi Besocha B'nei Ashrab. They make a booth out in the field, which they're out in the field, these shepherds, to protect themselves from the sun. Bishomrim Tzonim, and they're watching their Tzon when they're doing this. Sivkot and Dalet, what are the Kayotzim? These are the Shomri Kitzios, HaShotuch Besod HaLiyabish. These are the people that are watching the figs or the other fruits drying out in the field. Sivkot and Hey, what are the Burginin? Burginin are these little huts that are used for, Mishnah Berurah says, Shomri'ir, the people that are watching the city. V'chulin Yisraelim, in all of these situations, the Rakvash are Jewish people, although we pointed out a minute ago in the Mishnah Berurah that even if you have one from each category, they were shepherds that were Goyim, it still would be good. However, the Mishnah Berurah here says, "Achein sukkosin lo l'shem chag nasis." In all of these, the problem was that it wasn't made l'shem chag sukkos, but it was made l'shem tzel, so they're all good. Now we go back to the Mechaber. Second line, he says, "Lefikoch." Therefore, based upon what we've learned till day in this year, "Lefikoch hachotek begodish." If somebody hollows out an area of a stack of hay, a haystack, so hachotek begodish. You're so sukkah, you hollowed it out, and now you have perfectly good hay, it's detached from the ground, it's not makabel tumah, and therefore it's gedulei karka, not makabel tumah, it's perfectly good schach, so you've hollowed out the sukkah by removing some of the hay from the haystack from the middle, and you made yourself a kosher sukkah, so while it may be kosher in theory, ain't no sukkah, it isn't a kosher sukkah, shari lo imer godish zelitzel, because you removed the hay from the inside to not do this for the purposes of making this a booth for shade. And therefore, it is no good. And the Ramah adds, "Umasha osa achakach." And if afterwards you decide to go and use it for shade, have a tas of lobin osri. You have the same problem. He brings that from the tour of you have to have the schach put up first, l'shem schach. It can't be that the schach is put up and then you put up the walls. So the schach has to be put up when there's walls, and it's l'shem schach, and therefore this wasn't the situation. This is tasa. It's already made for lobin osri, and not that you have to make it. Mishbur explains Zivkot and Vav, Shasichuch Humeyelev. The schach, so to say, came in by itself. You didn't do anything for the schach, you just hollowed it out. The Einu Nogea Bo Lassus Shu Maisa, and you didn't do any Maisa to the schach over here, the top of the haystack. Elapolches Achas Midafonosov. You just removed one of the doorways, Venichlas Liomko, and you entered inside of it to go and take out the hay in the inside. Venotel Amor Mashlich, you take out the hay and you throw it away, or you use it whatever you're using it for. Sukkah Nasis Mila, and boom, you have a sukkah that's not considered making a sukkah, that's Tasev Alomen Osri. The Mechaber continues and he says, furthermore, Lufikoch, im also betrilo, kishinosan shom hagodesh cholol tefach b'meshach shiva l'shem sukkah. Therefore, if originally when you have this pile of wheat, this haystack, this pile of wheat, and you make a space of at least one tefach there that runs seven tefachim by seven tefachim, and you do that l'shem sukkah, and only afterwards do you hollow out the rest of it. And only afterwards did you make it into the kosher 10 tefachim that is needed of airspace. That, in fact, is kshera. That is good. Why? Because you originally made the schach there for sale purposes, albeit not for a kosher sukkah, but for sale purposes, and therefore it's acceptable. Mishbur explains in Zivkot and Zayin. Why is this acceptable for that one tefach? Hatam. The kivon sheiniach cholol tefach b'meshach shiva al shiva shu shir sukkah. Since you have a 7x7 area with a one tefach space in it, so then the ceiling, the schach, is l'shem tzel, shem schach olav, because the kol tefach mikriyol, because even though it may not be a kosher sukkah, it still is considered an ohel by having a tefach over there. For example, in regards to Ilchus Tumah, that is considered something that will not allow the Tumah, let's say there was Tumah underneath there, and then you have a space of a tefach, it will not be Ola ubokas. It won't go through the roof. It will just spread out underneath this roof, but it won't go through it. And therefore, this is considered an ohel. And therefore, the schach is considered the shem's tzel. Okishechotach achakach. And when you then hollow out the other 9 tefachim to make your 10 tefachim of airspace, ain't zasias a schach. That's not called now you're making the schach. Elotikun hatfanos. This is called fixing up the walls. Ubedefanos, and in regards to the walls, lo amridan tasav lumen osoy. In regards to the walls, there is no problem of tasav and osoy. It's only in regards to the schach that there's a problem of tasav and osoy. And therefore, in this situation, we originally had a tefach of the airspace with 7x7 length and width, so then you have a kosher ohel, albeit not yet a kosher sukkah, so you have kosher schach. Vevi kisukkah she'eno givo asar. This is no different than if you have, earlier we discussed, if you have a 9 tefach sukkah, and then you hollowed out the ground underneath it to make a 10 tefachim. V'chokach bo lashlim li asara. And we said there, the kosher, that's perfectly good. So too, it's perfectly good in our case as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us that when you remove the other 9 tefachim of the haystack, Bein shayso mitchilo hecholo tefach begova, doesn't make any difference where that one tefach space was. It could be at the top or it could be at the bottom. Whether that was hecholo tefach begova from the top, umeyoso tefach ad oretz yomoli amarim, and going down 9 tefachim was filled with the hay, v'chotach bol mi lamala lamata, and then you dug down and removed from the top down, that's perfectly good to do the 10 tefachim that way, or whether the other way around, or the bottom was the one tefach, and then you dig up, so to say. You remove the amorim above you, that the tefach was close to the ground, and then we mena ad lamala, and it was filled up above it, and you remove the hay above it, above the aspects. And you go and remove the hay going upwards, until you now have a 10 tefach space. Both of these scenarios, b'chol gav nikshir, it's perfectly acceptable. Now we continue in the Mechaber. V'im hagodish godol, if it was a very large haystack, below he niach el chol tefach b'meshach shiva, and you only left that original airspace of one tefach by 7x7 length and width area. And then v'shuv chokak bo harbe v'asu basukah gdola, and then you did a lot of digging out and made it into a very, very large sukkah. So here, eino kshera kula ayde meshach shiva shenich t'chila. You can't say that the rest of the sukkah is perfectly good because you had originally 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and now you have 70 amos by 70 amos, a huge haystack. That is not going to be good. Furthermore, if you had the original 7x7 with the length and width, and then the one tefach space above it, and then you dug out an additional 4 amos beyond the shiva by shiva, so then in this situation, if you dug out, to now the length is 4 amos additional to the 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim on each side, length and width, so af hashiva psula, then you've nullified and ruined the original 7x7, because the schach posel minatzad bi 4 amos, because now you don't have the walls of the sukkah, because you can't apply dofen akum in this situation, because you're beyond 4 amos. So therefore, you've actually ruined your original 7x7 by digging out all around it 4 amos additional. The Rama adds, and he says, Hagah, v'ein lasos haschach kodem shiasa the photos. In general, one shouldn't make the schach before he makes the walls. However, v'imosa tefach somuch l'schach, but if you did make a wall that is one tefach near the schach, then mutul asache kodem shiasa shara defonos. Then you are allowed to go and put the schach up before you finish off the rest of the walls. Kemo b'chotet b'godesh. And this is the same halacha that we just learned now with hollowing out the haystack. So that applies to a regular sukkah as well. If for whatever the reason you made one tefach of dofen, so then it is considered that the schach is not tasev lomen osoy. You just have to then finish off the walls properly. Mishbor explains in Sivkot and Tess, that when you originally made the schach, it has to serve the purposes of shade. In other words, it has to be an ohel. It doesn't have to be a kosher sukkah yet. It doesn't have to be 10 tefachim, but it has to be at least a tefach of space. If you just have the schach, so then that's not called an ohel. You need to have some wall and some space, at least one tefach. And then if you have 7x7, of an area of that one tefach space, then it's considered an ohel. And then, then if you afterwards go and make the mechitzos, that is acceptable. It's not considered tasa v'lo mino osui. Mr. Burisiv Kotnyu tells us, ubidiyavet im osu kodem habach machshir. Bottom line is, the Bach says, even if you made the defanos afterwards, and the Bach says, if you just made the schach first, he still says it's acceptable. And the Shaar Tzion, Oshid Aleph, he brings down the Chofetz Chaim, the Hatiko, Ashari Knesset Gdola, the Shari Knesset Gdola, and the Birkei Yosef, both paskin like this Bach. The Achronim Chokin love, however, many Achronim disagreed, and you can see this is Shaar Tzion, Oshid Beis, the Lavush, the Taz, the Yeraba, the name of the Sefer Amarkal, and Ubig de Yesha. So all of these Achronim, they say no, that it's not good, the Daitam, the Afbid the Evit Puzzle, and they uphold their opinion is that even b'dievet, it's not acceptable. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah for today, Sivkot Yud Aleph, Rochav b'orech kol ha'sukkah. You need to have a tefach of air space that is at least a 7x7 kosher sukkah size. It can't just be a little bit of a tefach of an air space, but it's not a kosher sukkah in terms of the length and the width. So as long as you have a kosher sukkah in terms of the length and the width, so then it's going to be acceptable that it is only one tefach. In that situation, it's considered an ohel, and then you're just being mosif the walls, which is not going to ruin it because of tasev lomen osui. So in this situation, rochach b'orach kol ha'sukkah, b'notzan olav ha'schach, v'achakach gomar mechitzos, and then after you had the one tefach space, you put up the schach, and then you finished off the walls. That is exactly what Ramah says, or what we've been talking about with digging up from the haystack, devi kichotik begodish, u'mosif ala olav shoyim yikara. So you're just creating an additional ohel, adding on to the originally made ohel, because the kosher yesh mechitza tefach mikriol, because as long as there's one tefach of airspace, it is considered an ohel, albeit not a kosher sukkah, because the kosher yesh mechitza tefach mikriol v'shem sukkah ala schach, and therefore the schach has the shame of schach. It's a roof. It has the status of being schach. The issue footnote number 9 tells us that if the schach was blown on top of a walled sukkah without schach on it, and the schach is kosher with schach, the wind blows and brings schach on top of your sukkah. So the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, Rav Ozner says, HaSukkah Psula, the sukkah is not a good sukkah in that situation, because the schach wasn't put up there by a person, L'shem Tzel, for the purposes of shade. And he adds, She'af imhunach L'shem Tzel, and originally, if it was put up L'shem Tzel, Elo Sheha'ifa Oso HaRuach, the wind blew it off, until Tigalso HaSukkah L'gamrei, until the cover came off in a strong wind. and it revealed the whole top of the sukkah, so the wind blew it off, and let's say it is attached on one end in some way, so the sukkah then was blown back, the schach was blown back on top of the sukkah, it's in this situation also psula, shasicha chasheni, the second time it was put down, lo nasa l'shem tzil, it wasn't put down by human, so l'shem tzil, and it's no good. With this we conclude today's shir, which was a double shir. Thank you for listening.